We'll move to item five, discussion and possible action on water policy committee recommendations to the Brazos G water policy for the 2026 Brazos G plan. Tom?
Yes, sir. As we discussed at the last meeting, we had taken, the new system works and it's huge. Look at that. Well, this is all about chapter eight, right? And boy, could I watch a Super Bowl on that screen. So we've had our policy committee meetings. As you'll all recall, just as a refresher, we had an initial cut at the chapter. Everybody had various contributions. We had brought all those together. And then it was kind of, all right, let's see what remaining, if anybody had any remaining changes prior to today's main meeting. Mr. Gardenhire had some revisions. Well, what I did was took the revised document and highlighted in yellow where if there were text revisions of Mr. Gardenhire's, I tried to capture where those changes were being made so we could still keep track of, you know, what's new, what's old. You will also see, if that gets a little too chaotic for you, and you just want to look at the plain document, that in the packet that we provided to Pam, and I believe Pam provided to y'all, there's also a version with no track change. Everything, all the changes are accepted. So it's just what the document would look like with changes accepted. And I have those documents. I definitely have the document with track changes. We can pull that up and look at those and discuss any that might warrant discussion. I will say that I've reviewed it, and it looked relatively consistent. It was edits for clarity more than anything. But I want to offer the chance for everybody on the committee to weigh in. What I can say that once we talk about all that, I have a summary with some slides that kind of summarize the various items that are being considered for recommendation, and that information is the type of information I would relay at a high level to the main planning group if there were questions of the details of what this group has contemplated. So I'll pass it back to the chair to for y'all for to have discussion.
Okay. If everybody is satisfied with what Tony has brought to us, I'll entertain a motion.
And I'll also note that they've just given me the capability. We can edit on the fly if you wish to. And I'll also add in, I should have said a second ago, that if this group decides that they're good with what these revisions are and we want to move forward, then we could take the proposed recommendation language in the agenda item and move that forward for the meeting at 10 at the appropriate item if the committee wishes to do so.
So just to add with what Tony was saying about making the recommendation and then bringing the recommendation to the full group, that does not mean that if somewhere after the regional meetings or from one of our liaisons from the other regional water planning groups, if they see or hear of a policy that they think we would be interested in and want to add, that's, we can always do that up till the end. So this is just gives us a starting place, get it so we can get it in there and get it ready for the IPP, but we can still add to it if we needed to later.
Thank you.
There were some small changes to the recharge section, and I agree with all of those. That's good.
Okay.
And I would submit that the changes that I submitted, in most cases, they were just clarifying questions. They're trying to say the same thing. I think the one there's one comment in here about just DFCs being policy decisions, not fiscal facts, that was implemented in a couple spots. But I think in general, it was trying to just maybe clarify the language. There was a lot of places where the committee had already looked at striking a bunch of language because we were saying the same thing somewhere else. So be glad to speak to any of those specifics. But in general, a lot of it was just clarifying or condensing the language to basically say the same thing.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to ask one question just to clarify. In paragraph 8.4.6, there's kind of the middle of that section. It says, so long as the variation in groundwater conservation districts, what does that mean? So the rest of the sentence is, does not prevent consideration of regional solutions to regional problems.
I'm believing that's intended to imply that, you know, different districts have different management strategies and rules, and there's variation dependent upon that. And you know, the Carrizo Wilcox over in GMA 12 is a classic example of that, where you got Brazos Valley and Lost Pines and Post Oak, and everybody's got some variation in their management strategies and rules. So that, to your point, that maybe there's a, I don't know if you need to say variation in rules and management strategies. I understand when you just say variation in groundwater districts, or is there a mm-hmm. missing variation of
right.
policies or rules? Or I think I understand kind of, you're kind of questioning, is it not real clear what the variation is?
And I don't want to belabor the point here, but it's almost like that needs to be a standalone sentence that says something about variation in groundwater districts. Something does not prevent the consideration of regional solutions. So, because the sentence, I guess that was added to the original sentence that ended in rights.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's a new thought that comes in there that complements or kind of amplifies that.
Would it be the way you suggested that, so long as variation in groundwater conservation district policies and rules, or is there, to your point, if you insert, a word, Tony, I mean,
I just threw something up on the screen as a suggestion.
Policy rules and strategies.
Yeah.
I like that.
Clarifies the sentence.
So you added policies, rules, and strategies, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That.
Which are pretty broad, that's broad
yeah,
terminology.
But it clarifies what you mean
exactly.
By
exactly. It's not yeah. districts implicitly. It's
right.
That I think that's definitely better worded. Tony, does any of that change your summary or higher level summary
No.
that you would propose to use today?
No.
Well, I would make a motion that we consider the edits as Tony's processed them, and I'm not sure exactly what that motion would be to say, but I know I still would like to see the summary pages that you have prepared for the larger group.
Sure. Let's do that. Let me figure out how to do that.
So we have in the presentation, we have some language you might be able to navigate.
Did I find it? I think I found it. Here we go. Yes. So again, this is just mile high. Okay. So a lot of the subtleties of the language and the intent, I didn't try and pull up, because otherwise I'd need to pull up the entire document. We'll have that, you know, as needed as a reference, and it'll be in the IPP for people to review. But this is just to hit at a very high level what potential the whole sections that have been revised. I would say to the planning group that you guys have done a thorough job, that it's highly evolved from last cycle. That it hadn't just been editorial. You guys have really gone through, reshaped it, and re-tailored it for present policy considerations. And then just at a high level, kind of summarize, well, what are those considerations and go through them. I can certainly go through them here just as a reminder. BRASG has not chosen to designate any stream segments as having unique ecological value. BRASG has previously identified the following sites as uniquely suited for reservoir construction. And let me wave the flag. If there's wording in this summary that you're like, no, let me know. We can change that. Mission of the BRASG Regional Water Planning Group and the role that it serves. We revise the overview of the legislative and policy recommendations for issue number one regarding streamlining the processes for implementation. It's been recommended that the Texas legislature direct all state and local agencies involved in planning, reviewing, and or permitting water projects to develop defined outcomes and measures of the process for evaluating, approving, permitting, coordinating, and funding in order to allow timely project implementation. If anybody were to ask me, I'd say that very much goes along with the new guidance that we have this go around and Senator Perry's attention to implementation. Issue two, plan implementation, recognizes the need for expeditious implementation of the state water plan facilitated by the use of the SWIFT funds for Texas. Issue three, the coordination between planning groups and GCDs, coordination and cooperation among GCDs, GMAs, and the Regional Water Planning Group and other stakeholders are paramount to successful, accurate planning. TWDB revised its planning rules to include a MAG peak factor to assist region water plans in having the ability to reflect how GCDs anticipate managing groundwater production under drought conditions, but this effort is lacking. In order for the planning group to accurately plan and predict needs, a more flexible approach in the use of the MAG is necessary. Fully supports the asset management program for small systems to assist small water and wastewater systems. Fully supports the Water Utilities Technical Assistance Program with a primary goal to provide eligible water and wastewater utilities with financial, managerial, and technical capabilities necessary to apply for financial assistance from the board. Recommends continued support for water loss technical assistance and data validation services. Recommends the evaluation, or the re-evaluation, I'm sorry, of the junior water rights provision that is automatically assigned to interbasin transfers. Recommends that statutory rules, policies, and administrative code be reviewed and the permitting and review process be streamlined. Supports continued management of fresh, brackish, and saline groundwater by GCDs and the joint planning effort of the GMAs. The board and GCDs should continue to improve and advance the best available science for use in the development and conservation of all groundwater resources. Recommends state-sponsored incentives to further developing frameworks to evaluate conjunctive use projects. An improved legal public policy framework is needed to address these issues related to aquifer storage and recovery and enhance adoption. Recommend that these water management strategies include sufficient hydrologic study to protect receiving aquifers. Recommend that appropriate state agencies and state legislative bodies review Texas Water Code 27.2011 and consider renaming Aquifer Recharge Project to Managed Aquifer Recharge. This will create consistency with other states, as well as eliminate cumbersome wording and misunderstanding of this strategy within the regional planning framework. And it encourages the use and development of ARP, aka Manage Aquifer Recharge, to enhance and protect water resources available in our region. Also recommends the regional water planning process be changed to separate non-residential and residential water use and look at both independently. The need for consistency in all water use calculations and better guidance as to whether regional planning groups are to use raw water delivered or treated water provided in calculating water use for resource planning. Recognizes the primary purpose of conservation storage capacity in Texas reservoirs is for water supply. Recommend that appropriate state agencies and legislative bodies uphold the critically important primary purpose of water supply reservoirs to ensure long-standing agreements and contracts are honored and deliveries are not jeopardized by secondary or tertiary interests. Further consideration of providing educational programs regarding reservoir purpose and management and other appropriate assistance for businesses and others impacted is recommended. Recommends appropriate state agencies and legislative bodies protect water supply reservoirs from future policies or rules that could cause a conversion from prioritizing water supply purposes priority to flood control purposes. Encourages all governmental agencies when making regulatory permitting or permitting decisions or influencing decisions regarding land and resource use to give preference to alternatives to protect or enhance the quality of water so that such water resources may be utilized for beneficial use. You guys have really done a lot of work. Encourages water providers to seriously consider implementing appropriate rate structures that would be consistent with best management practices for the industry. State agencies responsible for regulating these rate structures should provide water providers with the ability to not only cover the cost of service, but allow water rate structures to act as a tool in recovering the known future costs of developing or acquiring the next available resource. Similarly, groundwater conservation districts should consider imposing transport fees only on water actually transported, not merely permitted for transport out of a district. Promotes full development of municipal wastewater effluent as a resilient water resource that can be responsibly used to help meet the water needs of the state, consistent with the protection of downstream senior water rights. Further supports state agencies and organizations in their efforts to develop technologies and permit the storage and reuse of wastewater effluent as a resilient water source and the protection of downstream surface water rights. Issue 14 is on education. Noting that it was important and supports water conservation and public awareness programs at the state and local level. Research indicates that there's a strong relationship between knowledge of water sources and the willingness to conserve. Issue 15 encourages continued support to small and disadvantaged water systems with assistance for planning, acquisition, design, and construction of water infrastructure to meet the federal SDWA surface drinking water standards. And Bradshaw supports education, proactive assistance, and where necessary, regionalization to aid these water supply systems. And then there's a number of regional planning process improvements. I won't go through those unless you ask me to. I can. But there was a litany of those that we had just to kind of what we've learned through the planning process thus far, where we might enhance things and be more effective. Particularly the one that I found important was don't change the rules on us midstream. I'm paraphrasing, but I think that's a very wise recommendation.
Can I just ask a question on that? Because you're talking about reuse and aqua storage and all those, but yet TCEQ has changed the rules midstream and denied all those existing permits they've issued. So are you in a conundrum here that we're going to have that conversation with them or somebody with the board?
It's not so much a conundrum as just going by what the precedent is that that they've set up. Now, at a certain point in the planning process, the Water Development Board's been very reasonable. I'm looking at John like he's going to throw a shoe at me. But I think the Water Development Board's been very reasonable that at certain points in the process, if some landslide precedent change occurs, and we're so far along that it's not feasible for us to go back with our budget and our scope to go back and redo a lot of work, then they recognize that, and that's something that would have to be flagged for the next planning cycle. Similar thing happens with, like, a brand new WAM comes out, and it's after we've already adopted our water sources, those kind of things. So that's not new. The board is certainly aware of what's happening in our water world with TCEQ and the other agencies as things change. So I feel pretty comfortable there. That particular comment isn't so much, well, I didn't take it as talking about other agencies, but I was thinking more along the lines of either the legislature or the board changing the rules on the planning group mid-cycle. And you know, there that can cause, that can be tricky and cause some indigestion. But anyway, I just wanted to point that one out as I thought that was a good one. This is some draft language. You guys can certainly change it. For a requested action. I know you started a motion, but not hearing all the words. I just have this here, and please feel free, anybody or Mr. Gardenhire, to change it as you see fit. But it says,
authorize the technical consultant to submit on behalf of the policy committee the policy recommendations for Chapter 8 of the 26 Brazos G Regional Water Plan for the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group's consideration and possible action, consistent with the information discussed in this committee meeting, for potential adoption, and approve for the consultant to work with the chair to submit further revisions and make responses to revision requests by the Regional Water Planning Group as needed. And I think it's that last part, as always, that's kind of the key part, right? Because if we have sub-regional meetings coming up, we have other regions that are making their recommendations. Somebody might see something that they like, or we get input from somebody that we like. And I say we, I mean the planning group, I'm sorry. And so this isn't a nail in the coffin on the opportunity, as the Mr. Chair said. This is just starting a recommendation for what's going to go into the initially prepared plan for the planning group's consideration, and then there's still opportunity for modifications all the way up and through the IPP to October of next year.
So I guess I would move to authorize a technical consultant to submit on behalf of this policy committee the recommendations with the edits on 8.4.6 that we discussed earlier, and with the continued, my motion would be with the continued, all the other language, I can read it if I need to, but I would so authorize with the edits that were made on 8.4.6. Yes.
Yeah. I'll second that.
Okay. I have a motion seconded on the policy recommendation and additions to that. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carried.